time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With another government funding deadline looming Thursday night, House Republicans Tuesday night passed a spending package that pairs a full year of defense funding with a temporary patch for the rest of the government. The Senate is pursuing a different plan to avoid a shutdown, where leaders say they're close to a two-year budget deal and a separate debate on immigration reform next week. Meanwhile, the president seems unaware that Congress is separating immigration from the funding deal, saying Tuesday that he'd shut the government down if the parties can't agree on immigration restrictions.
Frankly, I'll go a step further. If we don't change the legislation, if we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill gang members, and we're just talking about MS-13, there are many gang members that we don't even mention. If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of. So we have to strengthen our borders, not by a little bit, but by a lot. We are so far behind the time. And by the way, the world is laughing at us because they can't believe, and we're going to get it stopped. And if we have to shut it down because the Democrats don't want safety, and unrelated but still related, they don't want to take care of our military, then shut it down. We'll go with another shutdown.
An hour or so later in the White House press briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president wasn't advocating for a shutdown.
A few weeks ago, he said that a shutdown would be devastating to the military. Does he now feel that a shutdown would be worth it even if members of the U.S. military were negatively impacted?
Look, the only people that have caused a shutdown are the Democrats who have repeatedly held the government hostage over their own politics. Democrats actually shut the government down. Let's not forget that just a couple weeks ago. The president isn't looking for this, but if the Democrat Party is going to continue to threaten a shutdown because they won't include responsible immigration reforms, including fixing MS-13 loopholes and other issues, then the president welcomes that fight. It's a fight we won last time, and it's one we're very confident that we would win again. But let me repeat, our goal is to get a two-year budget deal and to also get a deal on immigration, which we have laid out. The president has generously laid out a plan that addresses both Republicans and Democrats' concerns, and we're hopeful we'll come to an agreement on both of those fronts.
But isn't the president encouraging a shutdown here?
The president's encouraging people to do their jobs. The president's encouraging them to get a deal on the budget, as he's laid out, a two-year, a long-term budget deal that actually helps our military instead of doing these short-term deals. That's what he's advocated for all along. And the president is encouraging them to do their jobs and come to an agreement on immigration, particularly the four places that he's outlined that have to happen in any piece of legislation.
Can you then clarify, would the president rather see a shutdown or a short-term spending fix this week?
Look, again, we are not advocating for the shutdown. That's the fault of the Democrats not being willing to do their jobs. The president wants a long-term deal, and he wants to get a deal on immigration. And we hope that Democrats will come to the table and get those things done.
With a March 5th Trump-imposed deadline looming on DACA, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was asked if the president would consider an extension if no deal was reached in time. Kelly said he'd advise against it.
I can't imagine men and women of goodwill who beg this president to solve the problem of DACA. And as generous as that four pillars has been, I can't imagine they would vote against it. I mean, this is more than they could have imagined. And I would offer that if before the champions of DACA were members on one side of the aisle, I would say right now the champion of all people that are DACA is Donald Trump. But you would never
write
that.
Could you live with that, though?
I would certainly advise against it.
So you're not saying flat out no.
I would advise against it. I'm not the president. But any time you give this institution time, they'll take it.
Kelly went on to tout the president's four pillars plan for DACA and demean those who didn't sign up for the program.
There are 690,000 official DACA registrants. And the president sent over what amounts to be 2.5 times that number to 1.8 million. The difference between 690 and 1.8 million were the people that some would say were too afraid to sign up, others would say were too lazy.
to get off their asses, but they didn't sign up.
Trump has asked the Pentagon to explore holding a, quote, celebration for Americans to show their appreciation for the armed forces, the White House said, amid reports that military leaders have begun planning a military parade at his request. Trump repeatedly has expressed an interest in holding a display of America's military might and upped his calls for a parade after witnessing the Bastille Day celebrations on a trip to France last summer. The Washington Post reported Tuesday that at a recent meeting between Trump and top military officials, Trump's wishes were, quote, suddenly heard as a presidential directive. The marching orders were, I want a parade like the one in France. This is being worked at the highest levels of the military. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, please consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. For more, check out NicoleSandler.com/donate.